What about crizartinib?
I haven't used that word yet because it's not available. It may become available, but not based on the so-called Quantum R trial, which was a trial that was very similarly designed to the trial I just mentioned, the Admiral trial. That was the trial simply where if you relapsed, you could either get the pill crizartinib or dealer's choice chemotherapy. The couple of interesting differences between the crizartinib relapse trial and the gilteritinib relapse trial was, number one, crizartinib does not hit, if you will, the TKD, so you had to have an ITD. Number two, they really wanted to have the bad actors on the crizartinib trial. If you had relapse disease, you had to relapse within 6 months of going to remission. You couldn't be a late relapser. So the crizartinib trial also showed a statistically superior survival for those who randomized to crizartinib compared to dealer's choice chemo, but for a variety of reasons, the ODAC did not recommend approval of that drug in that setting. However, crizartinib is a very potent FLT3 inhibitor and is being studied now in a trial that is also accrued but is not read out called the Quantum First trial, which is very similar design to the Ratifier CLGB10603 trial. That's simply standard chemo on the control arm or standard chemo plus crizartinib in the experimental arm. And of course, there's another trial with another FLT3 inhibitor called crinolinib, which is the ARO021 trial, which is comparing the midostaurin regimen, chemo plus midostaurin, to chemo plus crinolinib, another new generation FLT3 inhibitor. That's ongoing.
So when would this Quantum, the other trial, be out?
The new trial, yeah, Quantum First. That's expected to read out next year. And so next year we'll be talking about whether you should use, if that's a positive trial, then you'll have two choices for upfront use. And we'll have to look at that trial and compare the usual apples to oranges comparison of the crizartinib chemo data to the mito chemo data.